Today is not just Friday the 13th, it's also the day before Valentine's Day, which means two things. Keep your fingers crossed and stick to the formula. Flowers, chocolate, and a dinner reservation. And if you haven't made that reservation yet, it's time to Google the phrase romantic dinner at home. Now, Valentine's Day is hard work for some people, but the ones working the hardest are those who make the magic happen. Our news director, Christopher Blank, had a chance to talk to a few of these people.
In the kitchen where Jason and Rebecca Sievers spend almost every evening, they make the kind of food that most people would describe as romantic.
Southeastern Italian cuisine, lots of fresh ingredients, fish, vegetables, olive oil, lots of light flavors, but very flavorful.
It's especially romantic after it leaves the kitchen and arrives perfectly plated in the dining room, where anyone can eat it, because Jason and Rebecca Sievers are the owners of Bari, a small Italian restaurant on Overton Square. They met 17 years ago, working in a restaurant, and it's safe to say that Valentine's Day, for nearly two decades, has been strictly business. They've taken 100 reservations for tomorrow night.
But probably 200 people will show up trying to get in.
Which doesn't make it an ideal night for true food lovers. Here's Rebecca.
I would say 90% of the people coming in on Saturday night are first-time diners.
Jason says it's hard to get to know a restaurant's strengths from a special occasion menu on an evening with a quick turnover. That can stifle romance as well.
Unfortunately, we're so busy that they can't sit and linger. They've got to eat and go. I mean, and that's with every restaurant in town. I mean, every place is booked tonight. I mean, it's like you might be able to sit at a bar somewhere, but you're not going to find a place to eat tonight.
For the Sievers, Valentine's Day isn't all bad. Many diners come back to try the regular menu when the restaurant isn't slammed. For Jason and Rebecca, romance is even simpler than that.
I'll buy a bottle of Prosecco or champagne and chocolate so we can have it at home after work.
Now, there's nothing better than a great French champagne. But when it comes to chocolate, Memphis holds its own. For five generations, the Denstol family has brought sweetness to Valentine's Day, which is also one of their busiest times. Their staff nearly doubles for the task of covering about 50,000 strawberries in chocolate. On Thursday, owner Becky Denstol walked me through the process.
Oh my gosh, it smells great in here.
Chris, you're now in the heart of Denstol's Candy Kitchen. And you can see the process from the beginning. We take the fresh strawberries, we clean them and cap them, and then they're going to be immersed into our special fondant. So come on back.
Fondant is a coating of sugar, which the strawberries' acids will break down and turn into juice.
So when you bite into the chocolate-covered strawberry, you're going to get a mouthful of strawberry juice with the strawberry.
After the fondant cools, the berries are laid on a slow conveyor belt.
And then they're going to go through this curtain of milk chocolate.
Once the strawberries have been what they call enrobed in chocolate, they're packaged into one-pound boxes. About 5,600 will be sold today and tomorrow. And those are just the strawberries. Before I leave, Becky Denstol shows me a refrigerator full of other chocolate-covered fruits like grapes and chunks of pineapple.
For Valentine's Day, everybody wants things covered in chocolate. Just put
Absolutely.
Chocolate on it. Just throw some chocolate on it.
Well, it is the food of the gods, and this is the love season. So we like to say that, you know, chocolate is going to make everybody happy.
So take note, gentlemen. The best way to make sure you've got Valentine's Day covered is to cover it in chocolate. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.